The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
This is called If Israel Is Not Evil, the World Is in Big Trouble. Kudos to Tammy Benjamin for sharing this current information, and I will add my thoughts also. As an American Jewess, I am pained by the unfair twisting of the truth about Israel because of media omission. Dear friends, as usual, Dennis Prager is the beacon of moral clarity in a sea of moral confusion. The last few sentences of his column on Tuesday, June 8, 2010, are the best and the most frightening, but you must wait for about 3 minutes to hear them. With the exception of the United States, nearly all the world's newspapers, radio, and TV news stations, the United Nations, and the world's leftist academics and organizations have condemned Israel over the Gaza flotilla incident. The characterizations of the Jewish state range from a society so evil that it should not be allowed to exist. Well, let's hope the world is right. Israel is almost totally isolated. A visitor from another planet would have every reason to report back home that the greatest problem on planet Earth was the planet's Jewish state. Though Israel is the size of the state of New Jersey and smaller than El Salvador, and though its population is smaller than that of Sweden and Bolivia, it's the most censured country in United Nations history. I must add, Israel can be traversed in a car from south to north in 8 hours and east to west in 3 hours, and that is how small Israel is. Let's hope the world is right. Though Israel is a thriving liberal democracy, for all its citizens, including the 1 out of 5 that is Arab, 83% of whom are Muslim, with an independent judiciary and press, though it signed an agreement establishing an independent Palestinian state, at the same time Israel became a state, though it returned to Egypt every inch of the Sinai Peninsula, a land mass larger than Israel itself with major oil reserves, the world deems Israel a villain. Let's hope the world is right. Though Hamas runs a theocratic police state in Gaza based on torture and terror, with no freedom of speech, no freedom of any religious expression outside of radical Islam, seeks to annihilate the Jewish state and its state-controlled media depict Israelis and Jews as worthy of death, the world sees Israel, not Hamas, as the villain. And let's hope the world is right. I say the world media omits the vital information. Israel's only concern when regularly entering the ships which go to Gaza with supplies, is to examine the ships so that bombs and explosives are not also sent to Gaza, which daily sends them to explode in Israel. The world media refuses to print that information. It was routine for Israel soldiers to enter the ships, never expecting to be attacked and ambushed with metal pipes. They shot the 9 attackers only in self-defense, but the world media will not report that. To conclude, the reason mankind has to hope that the world, its leaders, the newspapers, the so-called human rights organizations, and the United Nations are right about Israel is quite simple. If Israel is the decent party in its war with the Palestinian Authority and Hamas, and nearly all the world's countries, nearly all the world's media and the United Nations are morally wrong, what hope is there for humanity? If the world's moral compass is that broken, are we not sailing into a dark age? For KSCO, this is Kay's Whirling.